Hello?
Hello, this is Double Brain Think Tank. I'm Angie.
And I'm Celeste. And we're here to bring you twin news at the fastest time possible.
We're sprinting towards you at an exceedingly
speed. We are at twin time.
We are on twin time. You know, 11:11.
I just got off one of those shifts where you feel like you need to, like, smoke, like, 7 cigarettes even though you don't smoke.
I feel that, except I worked at a liquor store, so everyone was drinking.
Damn, I would've fucking swung that shit, because I need...
But also, they're alcoholics.
I need support, yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't turn to a bottle when you're feeling terrible, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to smoke either. Like, I'm just using an expression.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just... I don't really want my friends and family to feel like they have to take care of me, you know, so it's hard.
I'm sorry, that's a very deep subject.
No, it's, I think it's okay to talk about. I mean,
I'm not saying that it's not, I'm just saying I'm sorry that you're feeling this way.
We all get burnt out sometimes.
I know what you mean, yeah. I haven't in a bit, but I know what you mean. I have the opposite of burnout.
Not me, though, like, but yeah.
No, I just,
no, mean, I know.
I'm like, because I have nothing to do, I'm just like,
yeah,
trying not to go crazy, but it's really hard.
Well, you can help edit my stand-up set.
Yeah, okay.
LMAO, LOL.
Are you going to pay me in Trident Layers?
I will pay you in Trident. I'll just buy you some shit. I don't know. I don't even fucking care.
You're going to buy me, like, a keychain from a gas station? I'll be like, thank you.
Yeah, sure. I'll buy you a hot dog.
A bunch of hot dogs.
A bunch of hot dogs. Remember the hamster dance? And, like...
The hamster dance?
Yeah, like, you would go to Walmart or something and open up a card, and it would be like, dee-da-dee-do, you know?
Oh, yeah,
they're really high-pitched, and it's like the hamster dance.
Yeah, what about it?
I don't know, I just thought about it. I always associate with Walmart for that reason, that I went into Walmart and saw one of those in, like, a birthday card. You know what? I like, enjoy having a birthday card more than, like, getting a gift sometimes.
To me, it's like, now I gotta do some shit with this card. Because it's like, I don't want, like, this card.
Nah, I mean, if they're good, like, I like, collect them. Like, I have Riley's one with the, bruh, I think we're in a car exhaust or something with, like, the two lobsters.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people just go for, like, the sweet ones, but it's like, no, that shit better make me laugh.
I don't really get sweet ones. I feel like I always get, like, bad grandpa stuff, you know, like, something.
You get the cat with the googly eyes.
Something people think is edgy, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, the cat with googly eyes is an all-time favorite.
It is an all-time favorite. Remember, we used to put it in each other's rooms.
Yeah, Poppy would, like, put it, like, under my pillow or something, or, like, under my blanket on top of my pillow. I'd go, oh, right before I went to sleep, there'd just be this cat staring at me, so I put it, like, on the toilet or whatever, so,
yeah.
Like, when he walked in there, and he, like, you know, looked at the top of the toilet, it was there, just waiting for him.
I miss that. We would just put it in each other's rooms when we weren't
there.
Yeah,
we just pass that shit around.
Yeah, we just wanted to haunt each other.
I liked finding
with a cat
areas.
With a cat card.
Yeah, with googly eyes looking at whoever it may be.
The googly eyes made it quite beautiful.
It did. It did indeed.
You know what? I think about New Year's resolutions. I feel like. You should, if you're going to do, like, all that gym stuff, you should wait till February or March, because that's when everyone is going to the gym, is January, so wait till everyone leaves, and then go, and there'll be more the normal crowd there.
I think you should go on the hottest day of the year. I think you should wait until you have reached the peak of the climate that you live in, where it's, like, 100-something degrees, and I think that's the day you should go in the gym and start cranking some fucking iron.
Well, to be fair, gyms are usually air-conditioned, so it actually wouldn't be that bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like going to the movies on a hot day.
Imagine a movie theater without AC. Oh, I feel like hotboxing a room.
Have we not been to one of those in Puerto Rico?
Hotboxing?
Am I wrong? The one where the ground was, like, bumpy.
Yes, and there was, like, there's something on the projector, so there were, like, black speckles over the entire film.
And it was so fucking loud. Like, I thought that it was just that loud because it was a plane scene, but no, it was literally so fucking loud the whole movie. Like, I watched the Dark Knight Rises with Angie.
The ground was literally uneven. Like, someone could trip and, like, break their ankle.
They're, like, bumps. Like, it looks like a fucking golf course or some shit like that. There's, like, mounds. And the thing is, there's tile over these mounds, but they're, like, warped. I don't really... Look, man, I don't make floors for a living or anything, but...
There was a lot of carpet.
But yeah, there was a lot going on there. And a lot of carpet.
It was, like, you know... But, you know, we watched a movie. I remember what movie we watched and everything just because of, like, how insane that experience was.
Yeah. I remember seeing Bane.
Yeah. We saw that Batman there.
Yeah, we did.
Kind of. I mean, we saw, like, 75% of it, because 25% of the screen was, like, splotched with, like, crap.
Crap. Oh, yeah.
The projector.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It, like, projected something on everything.
I don't know, I was just enjoying the movie, man. You know, I don't really pay attention to these things.
It was pretty big. They were pretty significant, I would say.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, Bane has no hair. And I've been looking up a lot of stuff about curly hair recently because me and Angie have it and our mommy doesn't, so she never taught us how to do stuff with it because she never needed to or knows how. So now I'm like, I'm reparenting myself, really, you know. I'm like, I am brushing through the tangles in my hair as myself, but only when my hair is wet, because I have curly hair, and that is part of the whole monologue here.
That's true.
Yeah, you're only supposed to brush curly hair when it's wet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
I know you're aware. Mm-hmm. I'm just, like, wondering, like, do you have to wash your hair every morning, or, like, what the...
No, you wash it less than other people do.
Yeah, but how do you, like, keep it... look in some way, because sometimes when I sleep, I'm like, ugh, and I wake up, you know.
You gotta wear your bonnet, bro.
I do wear my bonnet.
I don't know where
sometimes,
mine went.
Sometimes it falls, you know, not I don't know everyone where mine can have that bonnet that stays on forever. My bonnet is huge. Like, it expects me to have more hair, but I don't.
Maybe make a ponytail of the bonnet.
I guess I'll have to make a ponytail. Yeah, okay. Well, everyone, we solved it. We're making a ponytail with a bonnet.
I mean, it's worth
end
a shot.
Story. It seems... We could just end the podcast right here.
Is that really what you want, I guess?
No. I was just playing around.
I just want you to be happy, Celeste.
I'm doing my best to be happy right now.
Yeah, I just want you to be happy, you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna...
That's all I want. You know what I want?
Love.
No, I want you to be happy. I just fucking said.
Damn. I thought this was a trick question.
No.
Something.
Do you know what I want?
Me to be happy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say love this time.
No.
I was going to be so fucking angry. I was going to be like, no way. How could you have done this?
You underestimate my kindness.
How could you do this?
You underestimate my kindness, you fool.
You've mistaken my... all of my kindness.
Oh, I remember what I'm supposed to do. Somebody bought my Polyphia shirt on Depop, and I totally forgot that I'm supposed to send it out. No, I was wondering what the hell I had to do, because I knew I had to do something, but I didn't know.
Oh, wow. Angie's getting on that right now, dang.
No, I'm just putting it here so I don't fucking forget.
How long ago did they order it?
I don't know.
Was it this year?
Yes.
Okay, well, then you're good. Yep. I thought it was like you didn't know if it was last year or some shit. It was like, oh, boy.
No. Not some shit like that, no. I put it, because I wanted to get rid of, like, stuff in my closet, so I put it up for sale. I'm just like, whatever, like, you're kind of, like... I don't own any other Polyphia merch, but I don't need to own Polyphia merch. I know how to tap on the guitar. That's basically Polyphia merch.
Yeah, I mean, but then there's also literal polyphia merch.
Yeah.
Yo, my friend's shaving his head.
Which friend?
Andrew.
Oh, cool. What for? This guy has red hair. Why would he shave his head?
No, he's not gonna be bald. It's just like a buzz.
Oh.
Because he does that every so often when his hair gets too long, and then he grows out his hair and his mustache at the same time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's awesome, because then he has, like, long hair and a mustache, and I'm like, this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah. I feel like mustaches work best with long hair.
Yeah. That's why I have one.
And it kind of makes... It kind of makes me think of, like, those cartoon dogs that have long, like, long floppy ears.
Yeah.
That's what, like, guys with long hair and mustaches remind me of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyways,
here's what you gotta do in today's climate. You gotta make everyone feel as gay as possible, like, no matter what. Like, they could be like, I believe that Jesus... wants only a man and woman to be together, and you just treat them like they're the gayest person. That's all you have to do. You just have to be like, no, you're valid. Like, literally, you're valid. Like,
don't, you're so valid.
Anyone,
yeah.
Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Like, you are a part of this community, and they cannot take that away from you, you know? Even though you, like, exist within this society, you know that you don't really fit in deep down.
I have a question that I'd like to ask you.
Yes.
And our viewers, I guess. When should we start season two? You know, podcasts have seasons, technically. And it's like, I don't even know what the marker for that kind of thing would be.
I don't think we need seasons.
Just...
I've seen podcasts that don't have seasons.
But for some reason, when I upload, it says it makes me choose a season. I guess there's only one season.
Well, this is the one season, the human season.
Okay, so I guess the season is going until one of us dies or some shit.
Don't tempt fate like that.
I'm sorry. I would never tempt fate like that.
That's some shit that someone in a play would be like, yeah, they're gonna fucking die.
It's pretty true. A play would do that.
Yeah. Angie be texting. Ooh. She's texting her sweetie honey bear pie.
No, because I'm...
She's texting little LOLs and memes.
No, I am not texting LOLs and memes. And I was just on my phone because I need to look at, like, this whole exchange with the t-shirt.
Do you do that when we're not podcasting?
Okay. But, like... You know, what are we talking about now?
We're talking about anything and everything, like usual. Like, do you like this Fairlife shake? Like,
I do, but I haven't opened it yet. But I've had it before.
I think
it's good, but you can kind of taste the protein, which is the problem with all protein shakes.
I don't mind tasting the protein because I know that it's good for me.
I know it's
good. And that really lets it go down easy. I'm like, hey, there's some protein in this protein.
You know, I can open it
on one try just because I have so much fucking protein. She took, like, two tries to open it.
Or now you're just like...
She just needs to have more protein. There you go. Now you can do it. Now that you've got all this protein.
Celeste is actually flying in the corner of the room. She's like an air balloon where she's stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah, if any of you have read the Stephen King novel Elevation, where that guy keeps getting lighter and lighter despite being the same mass, like, that's basically what's happening to me.
Yeah,
right
and now you're in the corner of the room.
I will float into the sky after I fix everybody's troubles in this town.
You're gonna be stuck in the corner just hitting the ceiling a bunch because you're so lightweight.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, move you if I want to, like, open the door.
I'm gonna be like Hermes running up into the sky. You know, with my winged boots. My winged boots.
Your winged sneakers.
My winged sneakers. Did you see that horse I sent you that had all those arms?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It
reminds me of that, like, that Norse mythology horse that has, like, 8 feet, like, 8 legs, not 8 feet. It was just easier for me to say feet than legs. I don't know why.
Feet, legs.
But the feet imply the legs, I hope.
Feet. It has a rougher sound to it than legs.
I love saying legs.
Legs.
You know, I just love words in general. They're so kind to me, and they teach me a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They really helped me navigate this world. I don't know where I would be without them, I gotta be honest. Like, I would be so lost. Like, how would I read maps or anything, you know?
I don't know, but last night, Sage was asking me about our twin language, and she's like, that's so scary. And I'm like, it's only scary because you don't know. You just don't know.
Yeah, it's only scary because, like, that's what people did before we had universal languages.
Yeah,
like,
singletons don't want the truth to come out.
It's literally just something, like, innate in humans to do, and twins, just we just happen to have the proximity to each other to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, just say you didn't have a best friend in the womb, and
yeah, I'm like, this bitch is just like me for real. Like, maybe we thought we were talking to our inner selves.
Maybe we were like, hey, where are we?
Damn, I was probably not kind to your inner self. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I can't imagine I was either.
I mean, I don't think it was necessarily evil or brutal. I just think I didn't know what was going on.
I mean, I can say the same for myself.
I think I went through this life very haphazardly.
Yeah.
In memoriam.
It's like such BS that you're like randomly born, you don't get to pick shit. Like this, I mean, I don't know. I've been playing a lot of video games, so I'm like, it kind of sucks shit.
Yeah, I hate this build.
Yeah. Bro, this build is hard.
This build is hard, but it's a lot better than other builds.
That's true.
Because I'm sexy. Not everybody gets to be sexy.
That's true.
Like, it's actually kind of sad. Like, imagine if you weren't sexy. I think I'd probably be really upset.
Yeah, that's true. And, like, that's a harder build. But maybe they're, like, maybe they beat the game so many times on, like, easy and normal that their soul is now on hard mode. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's what we're doing.
Are we on, like, we would, or what are we on, medium?
We're probably on medium because we're sexy.
Yeah, but we do face hardships.
Oh, yes, of course we do. You know, everybody suffers in this world, even the man with the golden shoes and the golden socks and the golden...
Yeah, that seems really heavy.
Finger nail polish.
He's probably suffering because he's wearing so much gold.
No, because his bones are reinforced with gold.
Well, gold is actually an excellent conductor, so you should shock him and see what happens.
It's green. Gold rules everything around me. That's right, green, like the Wu-Tang Clan.
Green?
Green, gold rules everything around me.
Yeah.
Green. Green. It's green.
It's green.
Yeah, but I think we should all start saying green, like green, because it just feels nice.
Yeah, I think my qualms with the English language is all like the harsher sounds.
The harsher sounds?
Like green.
Green.
But it's like, no. And it's like, we don't need to do that.
Stand and deliver.
Queen. That sounds better.
We?
Queen?
Queen? Yeah, queen sounds better.
Yeah. It's literally softer. Like, feel your mouth when you're saying queen.
Queen.
Yeah.
Like, my mouth is, like, giving a kiss to the world.
Exactly.
When I say queen.
Queen.
Because I'm going from the W sound back to the E, and the E, I have to go back in my face and stretch it out, you know? Queen.
No, I hear you. I'm listening.
It's like, you don't really think about that in animation and stuff, how much, like, animators will, like, take notice of the way that people's mouth shapes when they say certain words.
That's true.
You know, they're always like, oh, that...
If they're a good animator, yeah.
If there's a good vowel sound, yeah. If they're a good animator, but fuck it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but some shit.
All the good animators are dropping dead like flies. What is happening? What is happening in this world?
All the good animators work for South Park.
All the good animators keep dropping dead, and no one can explain why that is. You know what I'm saying? All our heroes are going away, and we need to replace them.
With what?
With bigger heroes, with more gold teeth and more gold bones.
Who say green?
Who say green? And their favorite color is green, and they have gold bicycles as well.
And they go bicycles.
They go home to their gold family and sleep in their gold bed.
That just sounds uncomfortable.
It's not uncomfortable to them because they're our fucking heroes and they can persevere through anything.
I think I'm going to end this episode.
Why? I feel like things just really started.
Do you want to keep going?
I mean, yeah.
All right, we'll keep going.
Yeah, so as I was saying, it's kind of like that Eiffel 76 night. What's that song? I'm Blue. Yeah, yeah, that one. The one that has that Bebe Rexha remix or something with David Guetta and shit, and it's on the radio all the time, and I low-key love to sing it because it's so fucking bad. Like, it makes me laugh. Like, why did you just sing over, like, you just sang over the actual song, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't really fucking do anything. I don't understand.
No, I don't understand.
Maybe those guys were like, we need a check, David Guetta, can you put this on the radio?
Probably. I mean, the melody is wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it takes...
Have you seen the documentary on how they made this
song? Yeah, it's like all these fucking people
who don't know each other, they all hate each other now. It's like hilarious.
Yeah, it's kind of like the first Knives Out where they're all competing for like the will and shit, like fucking house.
Yeah.
And all that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Shout out Ana de Armas.
True.
If you need to speak to someone who's real and you're done playing around with these little boys, come to me, okay? Shout out Ana de Armas. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, I mean, she got nominated for Blonde.
Yeah, she got nominated to be my freaking girlfriend.
All right. I don't know if that's how it works.
I mean, I would, baby, if you want to only speak in Spanish, I can do that. I'm better at it than Ben Affleck, I promise.
Ben Affleck's pretty good.
He's pretty good, but...
I'm better. I'm built better.
And I know...
I make better money.
Yeah, and I know Puerto Rican slang, and I know you're Cuban, so maybe there's some overlap. I don't know, bae. Hit me up, though.
There's definitely gotta be some overlap.
Yeah. I mean, they eat, like, the guava things with cheese. Like, guava.
Yeah,
guava
pastry.
Jelly with cheese.
Pastries.
Like, yeah, I'm like, bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, they invented the best sandwich of all time, so...
They invented a lot of good... I have no hate. You know, like, we have cafecito because of them.
That's true.
Really innovative.
We can all get our tiny coffees.
I like to think of us as all brothers and sisters holding hands across the great ocean.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Do you think our parents had to fly over the Bermuda Triangle to get to Puerto Rico?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but I know that there are probably dozens of planes that fly over the Bermuda Triangle every day.
And nothing happens.
And nothing happens. So it is so fucking...
Why did they make that shit up? Like, when I was in elementary school, I thought this was a real problem.
No, I was like, we as a people need to really consider, like, what is going on here. Just everybody stop the war and shit. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
like, in this one triangle of the world.
We should discuss the triangle before we get to the other things.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it was falsely given an importance, because now I never have to think about the Bermuda Triangle. I literally, or quicksand. I never think about quicksand either, but it exists.
I think I went somewhere where there was quicksand, but you just move your foot and it's like fine. You'd have to stand there for like a while to sink.
Yeah, I mean, you probably have to stand there when you're trying to be quiet because the bad guys are chasing you and stuff and you want to hide, but I don't think you'd just be, like, sucked down. I mean, maybe you would if there was, like...
No, it takes a while.
But I'm thinking if there's, like, a hole deep enough that, like, it would suck you down.
I mean, I guess you'd fall down the hole.
Right? Yeah, you would fall into the quicksand.
I mean, that's a horrible way to die.
Yeah. I mean, it is a horrible way.
It's like worse than drowning, honestly.
It is worse than drowning because it's so much more uncomfortable because now you have sand.
It's
everywhere.
So much more brutal. I feel like dying from drowning, at least you're in water, which is like something you know, You can consume, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just drink your way out, you idiot?
Yeah. Start slurping.
I don't get why people drown. You can just keep drinking.
Yeah. Start slurping.
Exactly. Take out a little straw.
Yeah.
Get yourself
several straws.
Hell out of
get
there.
get a silly straw.
Oh yeah, get one of those like beer hats, and then like place the water like tilt your head down so the water is above you, and just start sipping away.
That's really good. Yeah. You know, I realized that I recorded.
Why do they call it ocean water like that?
But because it has coconut flavoring and it's blue.
That's the only reason they call it ocean water. Not all oceans are created equally, you know. Some oceans are just shit.
That's true, but I'm assuming it's the selling point is it's a nice ocean. Anyways, I just noticed there's a metronome function on this. Where we're recording this, and I think we should record another episode, but within time with a metronome.
Yeah,
that would be insane.
What about it would be good?
It would just be so hard to like. It would just be so chaotic.
Would I just be like speaking really fast, like I'm a mumble rapper, like blah, blah, blah,
blah. No, I think you would like have to time out the things you say so they fit.
Perfectly.
Yeah. You'd have to, like, really think about it.
That would be so annoying. Oh, yeah, that would be so annoying. Sorry. You guys couldn't hear me well? Well, that's just too goddamn bad. Put more money in the money jar.
Yeah.
And maybe,
what the
and
hell?
Maybe you can listen
yeah.
to something,
what
all
the
right?
hell?
All right?
Then we could get two mics. Think about that.
Yeah, wow. More of this crap. I love it. Hey, this is what I live to do.
Hey.
I live to serve.
I live
but
to
not in a customer service way because that shit makes me so upset. I'm like inconsolable.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not inconsolable.
What's
if I were inconsolable, I wouldn't even be talking. I'd be like somewhere like in fucking Ohio by now, you know, just like looking for the wilderness, like absolute nothingness.
What's your favorite part of Cyberpunk? And she's been playing it.
Oh, I like that I get to be badass and have awesome fucking like guns, and I get to punch people and shit. And
my favorite part is the up-close combat. You can't beat that.
I like...
It feels too good.
I'm not too good at that yet, just because I'm not used to playing with a mouse again, because I usually just use my controller for shit. So I've been brushing up on that, but I do mostly just get headshots every time I go into a room, because I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, it depends what you put your skills into, too.
I mean, I'm a handgun girl because there's nothing cooler to me than, like, a pistol because I'm American and that's, like, mythologized here a lot. Like, oh, yeah, the cop comes in with, like, his tiny fucking
pistol
gun
and takes out
everyone,
all the terrorists
yeah.
that have, like, giant bombs and guns. And
or,
like,
the cowboy has his revolver and he shoots everyone in the saloon and they all fucking die.
Yeah, like, they don't have shotguns on them or something.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, like, this, like...
Tiny gun.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know... It's whatever.
The power of the tiny gun.
The power of the tiny gun. But I'm into that mythology because it looks awesome.
It does look awesome.
You know, they never really teach you about gun safety in that game.
I don't think they would because you're not controlling the character completely.
I didn't know what I was doing because I hadn't played the Nomad before and, like, I didn't play a certain storyline before. So I was like... I kind of effed over everyone. I don't know how I did it, but like, everybody's dead, basically.
What?
I don't know. Do you know that...
Well, spoilers ahead, but yeah.
Do you know
ahead.
That woman with the eye patch and shit?
Oh, yeah.
She's fucking dead.
It's easy to kill her. But if you don't kill her...
I didn't kill her, though. The dude who was with her killed her because... I took the thing, and then I accidentally took the virus off of it and gave it to those guys, and then they were raided by the militia, and then outside I met that guy, and he's like, well, you saved my life, so I'm not going to kill you, but, like, he killed the eye patch lady.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he was in her custody initially.
You can save her. My first run through, I think I also got her killed, but My second one, I saved her.
Oh, I didn't want to save her.
Oh, then.
I didn't really care because she was kind of mean to me. And I don't really like that. That's kind of how I go in Cyberpunk. I'm like, I don't like that.
All the people are so rude that I just, like, I'm just knifing everybody. I gotta be real.
Yeah, this is, you know,
maybe if you had some manners. That
sounds really relaxing right now, you know?
Yeah, it's like a ghost face simulator.
Yeah, just knifing everybody. Slice and dice. Oh, I'm so excited for Scream 99. Scream in the city.
Scream City 6.
In the city, no one can hear you scream. In New York City, nobody can hear you scream. But it's also like, if that happened in New York, everyone on the, like, the, everyone on the metro would just be like, oh, okay, like, I guess that's just some shit that happened.
That's probably what's gonna happen in the movie. Like, people just kind of ignore it.
They're like, oh.
That's probably, like, a lunatic. Someone got stabbed.
They're like, oh, well, the cop, you know, I'm probably gonna be late to work now.
Yeah. They don't give an F. It's that apathy.
They don't give a frick.
Maybe they'll explore themes of apathy in cities.
Maybe they will, but I think, you know, I don't know why, but city life is appealing to me, even though I consider myself someone who is not apathetic, but we'll see, we'll see.
I consider myself a little apathetic, simply because it's like, I have a problem of caring too much, so it's easier for me to detach than, like, just care.
Oh, no, no. Oh, I know what you mean. Okay, then, yeah, I'd say that, just because I'm a lover, you know?
Yeah, you know, you're a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah.
My mom, we were watching Clock Watchers? Clock Watchers. We were watching the movie Clock Watchers, which is about a bunch of women, like, basically watching the clock so they can leave work. And one of the characters, you know, is being a little sinister or whatever. And my mom is like, in America, there's this type of white woman that she acts so innocent, but she is a hater. And she said those words. She said is a hater. She did say that because she's familiar with the terminology. But I thought it was really eloquent.
Yeah,
like, no, that's very correct.
She said something about our society, and I think, like, if my mother were, like, some sort of philosophy PhD, she would be able to put this down somewhere as, like, a cultural critique.
No,
like, she would need the language to explore that further.
She's low-key really, really smart. Like, she should have a book deal.
No, I mean,
I feel like she'd have some, like,
it's because she has that Puerto Rican wisdom. I feel like every Latina mom that's, like, of a certain age is, like, so wise, like Mama Coco or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Which is my personality type, by the way. I took the personality quiz or whatever. I got Mama Coco. Oh, everybody remembers her flamboyant personality from the movie. the way that she just wasn't an old woman sitting in a chair for the whole fucking time. Yeah, I remember that. But I'm saying there's, you know, they've got that wisdom. And you know, the
it was, like, poetic. Like, she's, like, there's so much to be said for what those, she said it in such concise words. Like, it's so little what she actually said, but what she really means is so much bigger than that.
Exactly. Like, no, she's talking about her, like, world.
She's like, you know, in America, there's a type of white woman. Yes, okay, now we're talking about race. Talking about gender.
Race in America.
Race and gender in America. And then she seems innocent, so the veil of innocence, but she's a hater. Like, oh my god, like, there's so much there to dissect.
Yeah. I mean, she would know, she probably knows firsthand, you know?
I mean, she's worked with, like, horrible people, so yeah.
Yeah, and you know, people aren't always nice to you if you have an accent.
Yeah, because they suck, and they're jealous that you know so many languages.
Yeah, they're just jealous. That's right, Anna. Everyone's just jealous of you, baby. Me up.
My god.
Whatever. You'll see. It'll work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Alright, well, you're gonna be eating those words at our wedding.
I won't be eating them, because I said I believe you.
Well, you'll be eating them along with the cake.
Yeah, I'll be eating the cake at your wedding.
Yeah. I don't know if I would actually ever have a wedding.
Yeah, that's like so much. Like, what are we, the royal family? Yeah, like,
who the fuck has this kind of money? Like, I feel like the millennials were the last generation.
They're like, we're not having fucking weddings. Gen Z is not having weddings.
They can't have kids or anything. But like, they had a wedding. But like, now we don't even get
the we don't even get the wedding.
We don't even get a fucking wedding. It's just
we just if show up at the town hall.
It's got to be a barbecue in someone's backyard with like some fucking flip flops and hot dogs. And
yeah, you can't afford the priest because it's his day off. So tough shit.
Well, also the priest was canceled.
Not only was the priest canceled, but Gen Z doesn't really believe in the old religion. So you'd have to hire like an astrologer to officiate your wedding in your backyard.
It's like a TikTok, tarot cards and shit. She's an e-girl in your backyard.
These astrologers, like, do you take them to be your lawfully wedded partner?
Yeah, there's some shit very, very heavy handed.
It's to be very heavily handed that it's gender neutral and like you're so accepting and shit that it's like it almost turns back around and you're like, who the hell is this for?
I get it. You want the signifier. Please just take it. Go away. Leave me alone. Like, I really don't need this crap. You know, I'd rather you just act like you hate me when you do.
Astrologers are just so, you know, I feel like they're gonna get a lot more work in the future. That's like the new religion.
No, but like, how are you gonna pay them in like TikTok views? You're gonna be like, all right, I'll repost.
You pay them in Roblox.
You play them in
Robux.
Roblox
bucks.
Roblox.
You pay them in Fortnite cards.
you pay them. living wage.
No, you pay them in emotional labor. So, like, they get to cry about their boyfriend to you for, like, an hour after your wedding.
Holy shit. Wait, where can you get paid for this?
It's like a therapist.
Yeah. I mean, I have therapy with my boys when we sit and talk shit.
Yeah, that's open a few beers.
That's
a freaking therapy when I take out that fishing pole and we go for it.
Yeah, just hitting the lake with my old buddies.
Crack a cold open
some Bush's beer. We already got a whole case. The wives are out.
We're all wearing camo.
Yeah, for some reason.
Even though fish need to
not see us. Even though they would have to look up from the lake
and try to find us.
Yeah, like, we really don't want the fish to see us.
And we bring a Bluetooth speaker anyways, even though it's like, what's the deal with that?
They can feel the vibration, but like, why would they see you in camo?
Yeah, like, but we're still bringing the Bluetooth.
I remember this guy told me to fish under, like, this shadow, and I did, and then I immediately caught a fish, and I was like, whoa, that was the best advice I've ever received.
That's, like, freak behavior. No, that's awesome. It's like Animal Crossing.
Yeah, literally, I felt like he was, like, the tutorial guy. I was like, what? I was like, wait, what? So you're not supposed to cast your rod in the brightest part of the lake?
No.
Well, I didn't. I was like a child.
Oh, okay.
I was only a child. When they took everything away from me.
I think we gotta wrap this up soon.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright, goodbye.
Bye.
See you soon.
See you soon, my friend.
Thank you for listening. Subscribe. And whatever else you're gonna do.